Chapter 6. Higher Education and the Engineering Journey. In 1991, when I finished my intermediate studies, there were no reservations available to me. I was part of the NCC, and although I did not get a seat through it, I was able to take EAMCET coaching. I got a rank of 8,267. The fee came to 10,000 rupees a year, which meant 40,000 rupees over 4 years. Even with an NCC quota seat, I still had to pay the full 40,000. It took 4 years to complete my engineering degree, though at times it felt to me like it had taken only 4 days. Our pastor taught me spiritual truths during this time. There were several moments when I nearly had to give up my studies altogether. Every year there was the 10,000 rupee fee, on top of the hostel mess bill and daily necessities. My mother borrowed money to keep me in college. When the first year's 10,000 rupees came due, we sold the television and some other belongings from our house. I worked for a time as an agent somewhere. God gave me assurance, comforted me, and strengthened me through His word. Psalm chapter 23 gave me so much courage and carried me through. God, as my shepherd, made sure I never lacked anything, working wonders for me day after day. Even as He kept surprising me, I gave thanks to Christ with a full heart for the blessing of leaning on God through the years of my youth. In 1989, around the time I sat for my 10th grade exams, I had to undergo surgery for appendicitis. By God's grace, I was given good health afterward. During my engineering years, I prayed that I would be spared a hernia surgery and be healed instead. But my own wishes were one thing, and God's purpose was another. So I stayed quiet and accepted it. At the time of that surgery, my mother had only 20 rupees to her name. Yet God strengthened us, both spiritually and financially. This happened in the year 1992.